the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I love records. I think that it's the greatest choice the world has ever known. Thank you. Thank you.
Stay still.
Hi again, fans of the greatest 60s underground music. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 384. And before we get too far into this, I have a confession. This is probably the most hastily cobbled together episode of Retrospect that there has ever been. I've been out of New Zealand a bit in the last few days since landing back in our fine country, being laid up by some overseas germs. So time is extremely tight for me to get this episode done by the deadline here at Free FM, but I have cobbled together an episode rather than leave you guys hanging, but it is an unfocused episode. What I've done is look for some of the longer tracks in the Retrospect collection, and it has thrown up quite a miscellany. So a strange mixture of stuff in this episode, but I hope nonetheless that you find something to enjoy. We got underway with a band that I don't recall ever playing on the show before. They're called the Red Crayola, American psychedelic experimental rock band from Houston, Texas. Formed 1966, they signed to International Artists, home to the 13th Floor Elevators. Their debut, The Parable of Arable Land, released a year later, 1967. Six songs by the original members, interwoven with a cacophony generated by approximately 50 anonymous followers known as the Familiar Ugly. They appear on a number of noise tracks called Freak Form Freakouts, also appearing on the album on organ and harmonica, the late great Rocky Erickson. So the Red Crayola with Transparent Radiation got the show underway.
Phil Gray
Gray in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
Next up in this complete grab bag of tracks, a track from New Mexico band The Lincoln Street Exit. Released a bunch of stuff on numerous labels from 1966 to 1969, but did release what I think is a really fantastic psychedelic album, self-titled album, The Lincoln Street Exit. But I've got a track that wasn't on the LP, but was on an EP released, I think 1983, of our previously unreleased material. So this is The Lincoln Street Exit with Whatever Happened to Baby Jesus.
This is a true story about a narcotics agent named Baby Jesus. On the house of Lexington, on the outskirts of the town, was an asylum built for people whose heads had all been blown. Was a sinner calling Baby Jesus, who betrayed like Judas did, turned on all his friends to the local narco fair. Oh, whatever happened to Baby Jesus? He's far away. Whatever happened to Baby Jesus? He's gone away. Was the boy they called him Shoeshine, and he carried a marvelous kit, had all kinds of things of beauty and all that fancy stuff. Well, Baby Jesus, he got jealous, and his motives dealt in greed, for he needed things from Shoeshine for his brain to feed. Oh, whatever happened to Baby Jesus? He's gone away. Whatever happened to Baby Jesus? He's far away. Finally got cut himself. That's one of his local inmates turned him in.
this local inmate known as Mary. Trusted her to the end. But when that end came, Jesus was nowhere to be found. So take heed and listen to what I say. Beware, beware. Baby Jesus, coming your way. Take heed. Whatever happened to baby Jesus, he's far away. Whatever happened to baby Jesus, he's gone away. Take heed, take heed. He's gonna get you.
America down the way of other nations come. We refuse to know to do right. We refuse to do right.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
No. We'll be right back.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Reminder that back episodes available, all good podcasting providers and Spotify now, if that is your thing. So three tracks, Lincoln Street Exit with Whatever Happened to Baby Jesus, then a lengthy instrumental track, kind of a legendary album, by a band supposedly called Century Expanded. The album's called Concerto for Wah-Wah. So Wah-Wah pedal, invented in 1966, immortalized by Jimmy Curtis, lead singer of the psychedelic folk band The Hobbits. He formed Century Expanded. Concerto for Wah-Wah actually released in 1971, very little impact. It is three tracks of Wah-Wah pedal guitar, and we had a sample of that called Melodic Variations in D Minor.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Here's one from a band out of Detroit, Michigan. They were together 65 to 1967, named after a Mississippi John Hurt song called Spike Driver Blues. They're the Spike Drivers. They traveled to New York, got a contract with Warner Brothers, where they put out two 45s, including this track. This is the Spike Drivers with Strange Mysterious Sounds.
Thank you. right now. Our guest stars are some lads who just are breaking attendance records all over the Southland and on tour doing the same thing. Establishing new records in the Southland. Couldn't be more pleased because they're a delightful group of guys and extremely talented. So, they are the Seed.
just can't go on falling, falling, falling back down. Falling, 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 falling,
with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 384, and a Retrospect favourite from the Seeds off their 1967 album called Future, track called Fallen. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, a very short track listing for this show due to the length of many of the songs, but yes, I have managed to squeeze in a Global Garage track. This is the Fantastic Mops off their 1968 classic album Psychedelic Sound in Japan, a track called Inside Looking Out.
Sitting lonely like a broken man, summertime I do it best I can. I wore the boss and it's all on me. I don't want your sympathy. Oh baby, oh baby, I just need your tender loving to keep me saying this is body open. When my time done to please my little girl, like a walk in a God queen house. My baby, my baby, my prayer and they drag me back to walk again. Heaven blessing on my hands. I believe though this is coming both. It's a freight down drive me wide. I'll be happy like this in my time. We'll be together, baby. Wait and see, yeah. No more war, keep it right for me. Listen to what I say. I tell you. Oh, can't you see my soul? Can't you feel my love? Can't you hear my love? It's got low, it's got low, it's got closer. I say, all I do it. Yeah, I need it. Was this a land I guess I don't love it. Oh, 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 help me somebody. Baby, you know, say. Drumming, man. Drum, drumming, man. Oh, 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 I'll be cool, I'll be cool, cool. Won't you love me? Yeah, now you won't. Not woman. Yeah. Oh, oh, I guess I'll die. Yeah, I said, call your name. I said, baby, 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 I love you, baby, I need you, baby, I love you, baby, 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 I love you, baby, I need you, baby, yeah, 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 yeah. I'll be home, yeah. I wanna go home. Help me, somebody. Help. Help. Oh, help me, baby. I wanna go home. It's all right. All right. All right. And I won't. All right. All right.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. had Japan's The Mop stop of that set with Inside Looking Out, followed by a band that we had during Psychedelic September. They're called The Unfolding, off an album called How to Blow Your Mind and Have a Freak Out Party, released 1967 on Audio Fidelity. So that was a there was a vinyl reissue of that. Amazing Freak Out Sounds from a Studio Group, New York, 1967. The Unfolding with Play Your Game. And that does take us to the end of this week's Retrospect show. Normal 60s garage punk obscurity transmissions will resume next week when I am back to full health and have a little bit more time on my hands. I do hope that there was something enjoyable within it, perhaps something you haven't heard before. Your feedback's always welcome, of course, via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. I'm going to leave you with a track. I know we have had this one recently, but I enjoy it. Band out of Ohio called The Executioners. They did a 45 in 1966. The track was I Want the Rain. Vocal version on side one, instrumental version on side two. Interestingly, the instrumental version was replayed from scratch rather than just the backing tracks. So this is The Executioners. I Want the Rain. Wrapping this rather average episode of Retrospect, I'm Phil Gray. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.